it.
This is KAYTFM 881 Gina Alexandria, 925 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 989 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM 993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. God, we acknowledge and honor you for who you are. We bless your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We are worthy of all, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. But now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brother and the ministry, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to those of you who are watching us as we stream live. We are still working out some logistical things, but things are going to be all right. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Proverbs 18, chapter 24th verse. Proverbs 18:24. Where you found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. A man that hath friend must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you. You may be seated. A man that have a friend must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want to use our topic, true friendship. True friendship. There are all kinds of friendship, but we want to talk about true friendship. I thought about the topic, and as a child growing up, I contemplated these words because I wanted to talk about one of my friends in the neighborhood, and his name was Romit Lawler. He never could pronounce his last name. But Romy and I were friends until about high school. When I attended Bishop College, for some reason, we never saw each other again. And we both went different directions in life. South Dallas wasn't easy. I've shared with you on so many occasions that I came from the hood. I know exactly what many are talking about today because we lived it. Drug-infested community, prostitution, drug addicts, gangs, I came out of that environment. I have no idea how personally I made it out, but God had a reason and a purpose and a plan. Many did not escape the South Dallas environment called Bon-Ton. Whenever I go back to Dallas, I tend to mention it, and a few people chuckle, because if you're part of the 1950, 40, 50 era, you know what Bon-Ton was like. I was blessed by God to find new friends, though, who helped develop and shape my character. Men like Reverend Johnny L. Eads. Men like my brother and companion here, brother Aaron Hingston. Aaron was very close to me. Now, Aaron and I did not always agree, but we never abandoned each other. And that's the optimum word. We always had different agreements. I'm sure Sister Hinkin can attest to it. But we never abandoned each other. We were friends until the very end. I probably cried more than anybody when he left this world. But Aaron and I didn't agree with everything. And I said that to say this. There is a song that's entitled, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." This song was written by a man named Joseph M. Swerving. His life, Mr. Swerving life, was tragic in many aspects because he was engaged to be married, but he lost his fiancée to drowning. It was traumatizing to him because later, under unusual circumstances, he was found drowned as well. That's a tragic ending to life for a man who wrote, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." My brothers and sisters, one could ask, what does that mean, to have a friend in Jesus? It means when we put our trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we have a personal relationship with Him. There are all types of belief and there are all types of believers. But the belief and the believer that we believe in is our Lord, our God, and our King. His name is Jesus the Christ. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is interested in having a personal relationship with those who he called a friend. The opportunity has been given to all, but not all will accept the opportunity. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, came into this world and established what we call a peace treaty between God and man. Pastors, how could you say that? Because there was something that separated us from him. And what separated us was something called sin. But Jesus established something called a peace treaty, and we call it salvation. For man was alienated from God because of that fallen state, of that fallen condition. So Jesus came and established a peace treaty that was required, that God demanded for man to have a relationship with him. Friendship or friend is defined as a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual trust. And there is the key. And so friendship is about mutual trust and respect. As I thought about this topic, I began to look at the life of Jesus. Because Jesus set the standard for what trust and friendship should look like. If Jesus set the standards, who are we to say that we want something different than the standard that he set? If Jesus set the mark of how we are to live and how we are to treat one another, who are we to say how we are to live and what we are to do? I have shared with you on so many occasions that God sets the limits to everything that we are in life, even our time limits here on earth. And so there are times that we want to set the limits as to what we want to do and how we want to do it and how it's to be accomplished. There are times God will give you the freedom to do that, but it may not be according to his will and his purpose. But God also has something called grace and mercy that would allow us second, third, fourth, fifth, and we can just go on with it, chances. This is a God of love. And so God has established so much for us. My brothers and sisters, as I thought about this, I began to look at all of the standards. And while I examined the life of Jesus, I saw three prominent individuals who stood out. Mary was a woman, Martha, and Lazarus, two women and a man. There were more women than there were men. Now, there were others who walked with Jesus, but they were called disciples. And none of them were ever called friend. Mary, we are told, listened to Jesus, for she was the one who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair and anointed his feet with precious oil. Martha was distracted because she was a cooker, and she was always preparing for Jesus' arrival into their home. And how many have called Jesus a friend and invited him into our home? Home, my brothers and sisters, is more than a place. A home is an invitation to those in need. Jesus said, "When I was hungry, you fed me not." And some will say, "When did I turn you down, Lord?" And an answer is, it was when you refused to help and support those who were hungry and those who were in need. Then there was this man called Lazarus. Jesus said, had a relationship, a special type of friendship with Lazarus. And this friendship existed long before Lazarus became ill. For their friendship was a close friendship. That when he became sick, his sister sent for Jesus with a message, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." We are told that Lazarus is the only person in the four Gospels clearly acknowledged by name as Jesus' friend. Out of all of the people, Brother Gaines, that associated themselves with the Lord, only Lazarus in the Gospels was